Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line to help us with these topics as well is our basketball guy by way of the great job he does at PhillyVoice.com, Mr. Kyle Dubak. Hi, Kyle.
Good morning, Angelo.
All right, Kyle, I'm going to begin with a bold statement and tell me if it's true or false. The Philadelphia 76ers will win the Eastern Conference regular season by default. Correct?
I guess it's true because certainly Brooklyn is not doing anything to take it from them. Milwaukee is too far back, and the Sixers' schedule is not exactly loaded with contenders here down the stretch. So I think you're right there, Angela.
All right. Well, here's what I need you to explain to me. Why do the Nets have no interest in the regular season?
Because I think they believe no matter where they're playing, who they're playing, as long as they have everybody healthy once the playoffs start, I think they believe they can beat anybody. And, you know, I think there's some reason to believe that. I think when James Harden has been healthy, I believe they're something like 27-7. And he's been out for a while now. They've been a little bit iffy without him. So as long as he comes back and he's ready to go, you add him to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, they're going to be very difficult to stop. So I get it. I don't know if I agree with the approach that, you know, you just completely ignore the regular season, basically, but I do get it.
Isn't this bad for the NBA?
Of course it is. I think the end of the regular season in the NBA is brutal normally, Angelo, but it is particularly bad this year. Like last night, for example, to move outside of the Nets or even the Sixers, Clippers-Lakers should be a huge game. It's a national TV game. It's a crosstown, not even a crosstown rivalry. They share the same arena, and LeBron James misses it. Anthony Davis leaves the game at halftime with back spasms. And, you know, all the luster of that game, all the fight in the standings, all the intrigue of what the matchup looks like, is gone. And that has been the entire season, basically. You're hoping that at least half the guys on both teams are available to play. And to me, that's a really sad state of affairs.
Kyle, you really do an amazing job of recapping a Sixers game, the goods, the bad, the ugly, all that stuff. But here's what I want to know. Are you watching every minute of every one of these games?
I am, but it's been a lot harder than it normally is to get through these games. And certainly, Angelo, you reach the point where you're on autopilot when the Sixers are up by 25 against a Bulls team or a Rockets team that has like 9 available players, or in Houston's case the other night, they started with 7 guys who could play. Then Kevin Porter Jr. gets hurt in the middle of the game, so they're really down to 6 guys, and it's like, this is just a farce. This is a bad product, and you know, I know that the NBA just wants to get through it, and they had to appease the people who own the TV rights, but I can't imagine that anybody who's broadcasting these games is very happy about what they're putting out there for the fans.
Kyle, when you're watching these games, where is your cell phone?
I guess it would depend. If I'm at the game, it's in my pocket. If they're on the road and I'm watching it from home, I have sort of a holster that I put it in that on my desk, so I can see it at all times.
All right, because what I'm wondering is that, like, when you're at a game, you are not in any way consulting your cell phone. Is that correct?
No, and, you know, I might be on Twitter on my laptop a little bit, but that's more to send out some thoughts rather than, you know, actually actively sitting on Twitter.
All right, so the reason I'm asking is if you're at a game, you're seeing fans, and they are often mesmerized by what's on the screen rather than what's on the court. Is that just something we have to get used to now, or do you think that also is a deterrent to the enjoyment of a sports event?
I think it's probably a little bit of both, Angelo. I think that at least from talking to people or just observing how people have consumed sports, especially over the last year, some of that is people just don't seem as invested in sports, generally speaking. It's a little hard when, you know, at first there's no fans in the arena, then it's partially full. And for me, Angelo, the experience is just not the same without a full arena and without just the vibe that is presented by the normal times that we normally have for sports. I can't seem to get as hooked, or as it's not as engaging without the full presence of, you know, the Philly fans behind the game. I don't know if that's going to change once things are quote unquote normal again, or at least closer to normal, but I certainly think it is not the same experience as it was, you know, I guess like 12 months, 14 months, whatever it was now since we were in the before times.
All right, but hold on. This is fascinating because what you're raising now is the issue of how many fans will be there when the games actually count in the playoffs. And we've been wrestling with that because you got a guy who's the health commissioner here who's behind the rest of the country. If they could fill that whole arena by the finals, right, which I don't know if that's out of the question or not, but if they could fill, that would be a big advantage by the Eastern Conference Finals against the Nets to have a full arena here at the Wells Fargo Center, wouldn't it?
Oh, 100%, Angelo. And I think, like, to tie it back into what I was just saying,
yeah,
if you remember that team in 2001 when they made that finals run, part of the reason that we remember that team so fondly is it wasn't just like, oh, they're in the finals and now the whole city is on fire. That last few months of the season, everybody's got Sixers flags on their cars.
Yeah,
the arena sold
right
out. They were like, they were a big show. They were the big ticket in town. That phenomenon is not happening right now. This team is about to win the Eastern Conference. They're about to be the number one seed. They have a guy, if he had stayed healthy the whole season, might have been the MVP of the league. Like, this is a team that in a normal year, people would be really, really excited about. And because of various circumstances, it just feels like the reception is kind of muted right now.
That's fascinating. All right. The one reception that is not muted are the opinions toward Ben Simmons. He is on the nerves of this city. Could you give me your assessment of what's going on? I know Doc got upset the other day when people were asking about Ben not shooting. Where are you right now with Ben? Are you frustrated by him also?
No, because I think I've reached a point with him, Angelo, where
yep,
I think it's silly to expect him to be anything other than what he is. Like, and I totally understand the fan perspective of, look, the guy was the number one overall pick. He's on a rookie max extension, so he's getting paid a lot of money. There's a lot of pressure on him, but he's shown us who he is over the last 4 years. I'm not expecting him to come out and be LeBron James. Like that, he's just not that guy. That's not how he plays. It's not going to be how he plays likely ever in his career. So I try to focus on what does he bring to the table, and is he being the best version of the person that he is every night? Now, I think that he's ultimately going to be judged on what he looks like in the playoffs. We've seen him have some ugly failures in terms of his creation ability in the playoffs before. In the second round, he's basically been taken out of the game by both the teams he's played in the past. So he's got a lot to prove. And, you know, I think this front office, I don't believe, is as attached to him. If he comes out and, you know, he has another stink bomb in the second round again this year, I don't know that Daryl Morey will sit there and say, well, we'll give him another chance and we'll run this back again. I think they're going to look to improve this team in the offseason. If that eventually takes them to a point where they might need to have conversations about moving him, I think that might happen. So we'll
wow
see. I think this is I think this is a big playoff run for not just him, but this entire team.
Ben Simmons may be playing for his future in Philadelphia. Last thing, now that we are on the same page that the Sixers are on their way to the Eastern Conference Finals, there's nobody in their way. If they don't make the NBA Finals, is this season a disappointment?
As long as they make the conference finals and it's a quote-unquote competitive series, I think this season it's a success. But okay, if they go into this playoff run with the number one seed and they don't make it past the second round, they will get a ton of deserved scrutiny. That is the bar. If they fall short of it for whatever reason, then – you know, there are going to be a lot of eyes on this team and what they do next.
Kyle, I know you are talking to us. I'm reading between your lines. You don't think the Sixers can beat the Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals. You do not think they can do that, do you?
I think they have a chance, and I think they match up as well with Brooklyn as anybody. But I don't know how anybody stops Brooklyn when they have everybody healthy. The
Brooklyn
flip side of that
stops Brooklyn.
I don't know how Brooklyn stops anybody either because they don't defend at all, and they certainly can't defend Joel Embiid. So I think that would be a terrific series if we're fortunate enough to get it.
All right, one last thing, Kyle. Did you, during our conversation, receive any text messages?
I haven't been looking at my phone, Angelo, so I actually
Could you look now, please, for us? See if you received any.
Let's see. I'm pulling it up.
He's pulling it up, Al, right now.
Oh, it says, am I ghosting Rhea? Joe Wechter asked me.
All right.
Rhea's now asking, can you respond to this text right now while you're on the air with us? I did not see that, so my apologies.
No. Quite the contrary.
Kyle, you made me do it.
You passed the test because we were seeing if you would be totally immersed in this very fascinating conversation. Or if even you were checking the phone while talking to us, you passed the test, Kyle. Great job.
I'm glad I passed the test, Angelo.
Thank you, Kyle.
In school in a while, but I'm still coming through.
You're awesome, Kyle. Thank you, pal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!